kicks. Tell some random stories just for kicks. It's mornings in the kitchen with the dough and 5-0. It's mornings in the kitchen with the dough and 5-0.
All right, how's everybody this week? Welcome to another week of the Dough and 5-0 show. I'm the 5-0.
I'm the dough.
The dough.
I'm the dough.
The old crusty dough.
Oh, ouch.
This week we come to you from a very remote location. Where are we, Joe?
It looks like Alcatraz.
No.
Oh.
One of my favorite movies of all time is The Shawshank Redemption.
Right.
And they're celebrating a big anniversary this year. That was actually filmed in Ohio. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story. They've actually, the facility was slated to be torn down. And I'd have to look up the history on it, I guess, but it was actually meant for demolition. And a historical group kind of came in and swooped in, and actually the movie, it was supposed to be torn down before the movie was recorded, and then they made an agreement with the film studio and everything they could record there. And basically a historical society of some kind came in and kind of started saving the place and trying to fix it up and everything, and now it's a museum. You can actually go there and take tours through it. So,
but it's a classic movie. It's
awesome.
It's one of the greatest movies.
If you've never seen Shawshank Redemption, you really need to take the time to watch it, because it's a great movie. It really is. It's a long one, but it's very good. So
I don't remember ever sitting in that movie saying, "Wow, I wish this would hurry up."
Right. I mean, you don't realize how long it is until you sat through it from beginning to end, and you're like, "Whoa!"
All 55 times I've watched it, I can't. Every time I see that on TV, I'll sit and watch the whole thing again.
Yeah. So I look down because Joe's dog's in my crotch.
He put him there.
I actually had some friends that went on the tour. Sarah and I were going to go, and then something happened with our kids as usual, and we couldn't go this year. So they are having a reunion for their anniversary this year. I believe it's in July or August, and they're going to actually have some of the original cast that's going to be at the Shawshank prison. So
oh, that'd be awesome.
I'm going to try and go to it. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So
a couple of those guys are dead now.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. It's
the warden's gone.
Yeah, and spoiler, he dies in the movie too. So
yeah, how about that?
We apologize for getting the show out a day late. That's kind of my fault this week. I've had a lot going on, and Joe and I couldn't get on the same calendar and schedule, unfortunately. So this will be released to you guys a day late. You're watching it and listening to it a day late. I am sorry about that, but it is what it is when you're raising 500,000 children.
500,000, and Lee, nobody's listening to this.
I listen to it like 3 times a week because I have to edit like several different versions of it.
So. Okay, well, yeah, I don't think my wife listens to it. My kids, my oldest one will listen to it.
You know, I disagree because it's funny, and I've talked to you about this before, but it seems to be getting worse almost by the day for me of, you know, being out in public and somebody will recognize me, not from what I do for a living, but based off of this show that we're doing now. People are watching it. They may not admit to it.
No, I don't think
so. But they are, because they'll come up to me and they'll start talking to me and know exactly who I am, and I've got to have this blank stare because I have no idea who they are. And you know, they'll eventually, like, you know, I watched this week's show, I'm looking forward to next week's show. Then they actually talk about the topics that I've already forgotten we talked about. So there are a handful of people out there that are watching and or listening, because I get approached.
And you have a fan base.
I don't know if it's a fan base.
How does Sarah take
maybe
that?
Maybe people with a mental disability. I don't know. Sarah, I don't know. It's kind of funny because she gets this look of almost frustration sometimes where she'll follow that up with, "I can't take you anywhere." sorry.
You knew, but she says that even if that stuff doesn't happen.
Right. I mean,
so it's not really any different. It's just it's a different
thing.
You
knew what you got before you married me, lady.
Yeah, it wasn't a surprise. I warned my wife, too.
You know,
she thought I was being cute.
I never said I was going to grow up. I never did.
No.
I just joined my delicious coffee out of my Dough and 5-0 mug. Those are available for purchase if you contact us. let's go ahead and get into this week's headlines, Joe. I'm going to go ahead and touch on something that might be a little closer to home for you. Than the prison.
Okay, is that what you were implying? That
no, I'm just talking about the news story.
Okay, well, I didn't know. All right.
Okay. They are, you know, a lot of TV shows nowadays are making a comeback. They're doing reboots.
Right.
Sometimes with the original cast, sometimes with a mixture of new and old, whatever.
Right.
There's all kinds of it. So I found this pretty interesting. This was one of my mom's favorite shows when she was growing up. It was All in the Family. Did you watch that?
Love that show. I love that show. Love Archie.
So they are in the process of resurrecting All in the Family. It is being brought back by being produced by Jimmy Kimmel. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
He's a late-night talk show
host.
One of Dave Letterman's proteges, I believe.
Right.
He's big on Dave. So he's going to be part of the company that's bringing that back. I'm trying to see who...
I don't know how you can bring that back.
I don't either. I mean, Archie Bunker was
and
one in a million.
How, with everybody being so politically correct, I mean, that show is completely politically incorrect.
Right. There's his dog. She's going nuts.
Yeah, he's tough. All 12 pounds of him.
Right. So, the lead... I'm not sure how I feel about this. The lead actor that's going to be doing the Archie Bunker part is Woody Harrelson. Now, Woody's kind of funny. He's kind of politically incorrect, I guess.
He is, but. And he's kind of got that grumpy thing going on. After Cheers, he's taken on a lot of...
He's not one of those actors that plays the same role over and over again.
No.
He's pretty...
Versatile.
Versatile, yeah. That's what I was looking for, so... I don't know.
I think that... I can see it. I just don't... I don't... It's a classic.
It is a classic. It's going to be hard to remake that, I think. I
mean, I'd hate to be in that cast.
But...
I'd be afraid.
I'm going to give it a shot. It's... We'll see.
If he's as politically incorrect now as he was then, I'll give it a shot.
I mean, Woody's pretty funny. He's not shy about all the dope he likes to smoke, all the weed he likes to smoke, and you don't hear much about him now. But he was big in what, the late '80s, early, all the way through the '90s, really.
So. I remember him first in Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
And then, and he played just a dimwit. But then he played a lot of different characters that were a little more brooding, a little more, I don't know the word I'm looking for, homicidal.
Yeah,
and
he's played a lot of unique roles over the years.
Yeah, he's good. So I think he can pull it off. Who's playing Edith?
I don't believe it said. I think it was, and actually, this is just going to be a 90-minute that somebody. I think it was Jimmy Kimmel talked to somebody, the powers that be at ABC or whatever. That that's the network he works for, and I believe that was the same network that All in the Family was on years and years ago.
Norman Lear did that one, didn't he?
I believe so. But basically, it's because of the times we live in now. Jimmy's had this conversation with somebody that says you could never, this is one show that you could never bring back because of the political incorrectness.
Right.
And actually, there's two of them. It's going to be that and another show I loved watching when I was growing up with my mom was The Jeffersons. That's going to be coming back too.
And he was just as racist as Archie.
Absolutely. So, and these are, they're not actually, they're reboots, but they're, right now, as it stands today, they're going to be like a 90-minute reboot, a one and done type deal.
Oh, it's not a sitcom.
My guess is if
it takes off,
boom, you're gonna have a TV show in your hands. So.
Now, Last Man Standing. Have you ever watched that?
Love that show.
It's a great show.
Yep.
And he kind of reminds me of a more active Archie Bunker, where he has his things, but then it shows where he's not, where he'll act like he's. A little prejudice, but then something will happen. You realize he's really not. And he's just kind of talking. Archie was the same way. Archie always, they showed a soft spot in him. I'd kind of like to watch that. I'd like to see. I just hope I'm not bitterly disappointed.
And that's one of the things. You just have to watch it and see how it turns out. So hopefully it turns out.
I think Woody Harrelson's probably a good chance for that.
we are going to move our news to a new location this week, Bangkok. We've not covered any stories out of Bangkok.
No.
Bangkok.
I just try to let that go. But
they are a masterpiece hospital. It's called Masterpiece Hospital in Bangkok. Are now offering instant six packs, so you can avoid going to the gym, Joe. Instant six packs. You can kind of see in the photo there. Basically, the plastic surgeon draws out a six pack thing, and he somehow cosmetically they're implants is what they are. They're silicone implants, and hey, eat all the Big Macs you want, and you can still have your silicone implants.
How effing stupid are people? Put the Big Mac down, put the fries down, do a couple crunches, go for a walk, you'll get a six pack. We all have a six pack. It's just hidden under layers and layers of fat.
Well, I mean, we live in the most obese country on the planet, so.
And we're damn proud of that.
Hey, when you like fried foods, you like fried foods.
They're good. And good for you.
What's not good for you is a can of ravioli at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mmm, that's really good.
Out of Friendstone, Texas, a Domino's restaurant employee was written a citation after police say he assaulted a coworker for revealing the ending to the Avengers Endgame movie. You big Avengers fan?
I don't know what it is. I've heard about it. I've heard
Marvel comics. Did you know? Did you read any comics when you were growing up?
Yeah.
So like Spider-Man, Iron Man.
Love Spider-Man.
The Incredible Hulk.
Right.
That's all Marvel related stuff. So.
All right. So they have.
I don't know how when they started bringing these movies back. It's probably been, 15, 20 years. They've been, you know, they've had Spider-Man movies and Incredible Hulk movies and Iron Man movies and stuff like that. So they had the culmination of all these superheroes together in the Avengers movies. And there's been, I don't know, a few of them now. And it sounds like the ending of this movie sounds like, and I've not watched it, but it sounds like pretty much all these guys meet their demise, but nobody really knows this or knew it.
So it's supposedly some epic ending to this.
Yeah, some massive
movie
battle
about,
scene.
About and, cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I can see why this
it
is broke,
it shattered all records. It was, I think the opening day, it was something crazy like $350 million or something like that.
Really?
Which it before that, it was, I think the last couple of Star Wars movies that were released were holding the title for biggest opening day or whatever. And it like shattered that even. So we'll see how the new Star Wars does when it comes out at the end of the year. But that, yeah, that obliterated all the previous records. So, but anyway, this guy.
Are these cartoons on? And, or
no,
is
it's
it,
an actual
they're, so
it's
they,
an action movie.
Okay.
So, but anyway, this guy was issued a citation for assault by a contact of police say if he attacked a fellow pizza store employee after he revealed the ending to the Marvel movie. Life at Domino's, I guess. there was another instance of it in another place. So maybe we'll touch on that later. I can't remember where exactly I saw that, where some guy had actually stood outside the line of the movie theater and was yelling the ending of it. He was the first one to see it. So the lines wrapped down the block or whatever, and he's like, this is what happens, and everybody just puts the tar out of him. So sounds like something you would do just to be a...
I would have a getaway plan, though. I wouldn't have just sat there and taken a beating for it. It had been on the way going past or something with the disguise on.
So, you know, it's kind of funny, but it is, you know, it's kind of rude, too, if somebody's looking forward to it and they spend their money and... And all that stuff.
But. Yeah, I'm trying to think of any movie I've seen that if somebody would have told me the ending before, that it just... Because a lot of times it's not really the ending, it's the way it gets to the ending
right.
that seems more exciting. I guess if somebody would have told me the end of Rocky, I saw that back before you were born when it came out. And if somebody would have told me how it ended... Before the movie, that would probably
make you mad. So.
It wouldn't make me mad. It just disappointed me.
Moving on, locals in Teesside, which is a form of a borough of communities, I believe, somewhere in England.
I just saw the picture on the screen.
They are praising the power of the willy. The power of the willy. So basically, you know, we've seen a lot of upset people, even in our community, about the amount of potholes and chuck holes and rough roads.
Yeah.
Living in Indiana.
It just happens.
It's the way of life here.
There's
the snow plows come
right.
through and they tear up the roads to clear them for you in the wintertime.
Right.
And sometimes when springtime and summertime gets here, it takes a little longer than what, you know, Johnny Q Public would like to see to fix the roads.
So. It takes a long time to fix the road. And then they're mad because it's taking a long time to fix the roads. And then... People just aren't very happy.
Well, to escalate the situation in Teesside, which, like I said, is a borough community somewhere in England, they're calling it the power of the willy, and after two potholes are fixed, they said it's all thanks to some penises that have been spray-painted onto the ground to highlight the problem. So, as you guys can see, I'll put a photo up here in the corner here so you guys can see what these things look like.
You don't want to miss it.
But basically, this guy's just going around the Teesside area. And he's actually created a Facebook account called Teesside Connected with a red penis shape and going around potholes. So he basically has gone all over this Teesside area, and he's spray painted these giant willies, as they call them, all over all the potholes. And it's actually sped up the process. They've been fixing the potholes at a faster rate. So.
Well,
No repercussions of that. That's
well, okay, so there's no repercussions for that guy, and they're working faster now, so...
I guess they don't want to see the windows painted on the road.
Just gave me an idea.
Out of Grand Haven, Michigan, police in Michigan are appealing to people to surrender their instant riches after a box with $30,000 fell off the back of a truck. Authorities in Grand Haven say drivers stopped Thursday to pick up cash for themselves. Only $2,500 was immediately recovered and returned to the owner, who had forgotten that a cash box was on the truck's bumper. Mm. Traffic was backed up on U.S. 31 after money hit the ground. Okay.
31.
But by Saturday, more money was trickling in. The Department of Public Safety says two teenagers turned in $630, and one woman turned in nearly $3,900. And they were all commended for their honesty.
Well, there's 30,000, they've recovered.
Looks like
a
maybe
third of it.
Yeah. I guess they didn't commend the other people for their honesty.
What would you have done if you're driving down the road? And... well, you have 500,000 children.
Yeah.
Okay, if I'm behind you, I would have helped you pick that up to help you. Honestly.
I mean, how do you forget a box full of cash in the back of your truck?
You know, don't know. Maybe he had another $1 million in the car, and he didn't even know. But I don't know if, I mean, so this box just fell and it all exploded everywhere. Is that?
Yeah, it sounds like it fell off the back of the truck.
And so then people just pulled it aside and just were picking up money.
Yeah.
Said, I'd have looked at it as a way of getting ahead in traffic.
You look in your rearview mirror, and all of a sudden, there's nothing behind you. You're like, hey. New study shows, according to a recent study, your drunk self may in fact be the real you, Joe. Your drunk self may be the real you.
I haven't had a drink for a couple years, but I'll tell you, when I drank, I turned my phone off, and I put it far away from me, because it. It might be true, because I was never mean to anybody, but if you wanted me to tell you what I thought of you, and you wanted an honest answer, that's when it came out. And it would be fun. I wouldn't be mean. I mean, I wouldn't be talking to you if I didn't like you, but if I thought you did something stupid, I'd point it out.
Clinical psychological science conducted a study to determine if there are differences in personalities when people are sober and when they have been drinking. Most of the time, people assume that a drunk person behaves completely different from who they are after they've been drinking alcohol, or I'm sorry, before they've been drinking alcohol. The study conducted by the Clinical Psychology Science Center involved 156 volunteers.
I volunteer to drink.
I'm guessing 156 college students.
Yes.
Researchers from the University of Missouri and, hey, right here in our own home state, Purdue University, wanted to examine behavior changes in the participants. All volunteers were given a questionnaire to fill in 2 weeks prior to their test. Questions were about the perception of themselves when they have been drinking alcohol. Volunteers were described to actions associated when they were drunk and when they were sober. Participants were also asked to state their average alcohol consumption. University of Missouri researchers led by Rachel Winograd wanted to know what volunteers thought about their drinking habits. Researchers then divided volunteers into groups based on answers they gave in their survey. Each had 3 to 4 participants. This goes on and on and on, but basically their findings were that, your drunk self is your true personality, not the... They're saying that when you're in a sober state that you're actually... restricting who you are. You're not letting your true self out.
You're being politically correct.
Yeah.
So, and then, so drunk or in the back of the bakery, you can be your true self.
Yeah.
And find out what you're really thinking.
So basically, if you're worried about being politically correct, do some shots of Jack Daniels or something and feel better about yourself, and I guess.
Well.
According to Purdue and Missouri.
Well, it just means you'll actually say it. It doesn't mean that
it's liquid courage
good.
Is what it's called.
Right. So. Virgin a can.
More good news out of Florida, Joe.
Florida. Love Florida.
Staying strong every week. I believe we've had at least one story out of Florida.
I'm surprised we haven't had more of California.
I know.
That's we the need media to look. For you. Yeah.
Fort Walton Beach, Florida. A pretty nice area. Apparently, hallucinating Florida man had used a bedpost to attack a mattress where he thought a man was hiding. And a recent Facebook post... The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office quotes the girlfriend of 37 Felipe You know, there's always these names I can't pronounce. So if I can't pronounce a name from this point forward on the show, I'm just going to say their last name is Buttafuoco for my own entertainment.
Buttafuoco. I like it.
Felipe Buttafuoco is saying that he began acting erratically early Friday. The girlfriend told deputies that Buttafuoco thought she was cheating on him with a man he thought he saw in the mattress at their Fort Walton Beach home. She said that Buttafuoco hit the mattress with a bedpost, ripped it apart, and locked the bedroom door. She was able to escape and called police for help. Sheriff's office say Buttafuoco was later admitted to having smoked methamphetamine. Jail records do not list a lawyer for him. So he assaulted a mattress with a bedpost after smoking meth.
He thought the man was in the mattress.
Right.
Not under the mattress.
He thought he was wrapped up in the mattress. So he ripped off the bedpost and started beating the mattress with the bedpost.
And, okay, so his girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who has a commitment to him.
Mm-hmm.
He thought she was cheating on him, so he thought he would beat up the guy because that would make it better.
Apparently. Hey, you know, they got a nice house on the beach. Well, they got a house on the beach. I don't know if it's nice or not, I guess. But
for some reason, the fact that he did meth makes me think that it was not nice.
Well, if he slings meth, he can probably afford a nice beach house.
But he uses it too, so maybe what they mean by a beach house is a mattress underneath a pier or something.
Maybe. I don't know. So here we go. Out of San Diego.
Was there any fake piss?
They did not mention anything about fake piss.
How about anything about pee at all?
No. I mean, I'm sure there was probably pee stains on the mattress. I don't know.
I think they should have talked about it.
You were begging for a story out of...
I see San Diego, yes.
San Diego. Here we are, California. You can now add sexually transmitted diseases to the list of things that Coachella is now famous for. You know what Coachella is, Joe?
No.
It's kind of like I believe it's a hip-hop festival they have every year, so it's like the rap version of Woodstock or something. They have it every
year. I can't believe I didn't know anything about it. That's really weird.
Never been myself, but data compiled by the website herpalert.com. I guess that's a real thing. a website that diagnoses and helps to treat herpes shows a rise of herpes cases at the music festival in surrounding cities, including San Diego. HerpAlert.com reported that over 250 herpes cases per day during the recent 2 weekends of Coachella, which is now a record number. Normally, HerpAlert sees about 12 cases per day. Herpes symptoms include blisters, ulcers, and itching in the affected areas. HerpAlert.com. Put that into your Google machine. HerpAlert.com.
Every time you say HerpAlert, it just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Here's a unique theft story. Two men and women steal $450,000 worth of colonoscopy scopes from a local hospital. Colonoscopy scopes.
Were they new?
Yes, they're brand new.
Or were they used?
This is very strange. This is the first time and this police department has ever seen encountered this type of theft, so they don't even really know. Basically, the medical facility has security cameras in there, and they see three unknown individuals enter there, and that just scared the shit out of me. Maybe he's going to eat the cats.
I
let's hope.
Can only hope. Yeah.
We're a professional studio setting we got here. Sorry. So, not studio. We're in Shawshank.
Yes.
Anyway,
boss, I need to pee.
They can see people as Joe goes to deal with the chaos. They can see people walking out with $450,000 worth of these colonoscopy scopes. It's not something that would typically be pawned or anything like that. The police are still scratching their heads as to why. Welcome back. Anyone would steal $450,000 worth of colonoscopy scopes.
Did they think they're going to sell them? Did they think?
No one knows. I mean, that's such a weird thing to steal, right? I mean,
yeah.
Of all things to steal from a medical facility, why would you take colonoscopy scopes? So, just thought that was a strange story. And police thought it was strange, too, because they've never seen such a thing. So
I'm still stuck on Herp Alert.
Herp Alert. More good news out of California. This one based out of San Francisco.
Buttafuoco.
This one based out of Sacramento. A couple is furious at a local Sacramento County car dealership after they say their vehicle was stolen right off the parking lot. They dropped off their parking lot for service at the ANC because it started to get warm in Sacramento. Or, I'm sorry, to the ANC. To fix the air conditioner.
Okay.
They dropped it off because it was starting to get warm outside. Subjects identified as Steve and Trish left their 2017 Ford Fusion at the Future Ford dealership at on Madison Avenue. And the employee left the vehicle unlocked and had the keys with him. About 2 hours later, they were called and said someone had stolen their vehicle from the lot. California Highway Patrol says a woman had come into the dealership with her boyfriend and leaned into the Russell's Fusion without telling him and grabbed the identification bag from the car. Investigators say the woman used the tag to claim and claimed to be the owner of the vehicle. So basically they hand the keys over to this lady because she had their ID and off she went.
So. Well, now they're liable for that, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say the dealership's going to be in a little bit of... I'm guessing that guy that did that probably doesn't have a job anymore. But just went in to get their air conditioning serviced and their car is now gone. So.
Well, they went to the dealership for that?
Yeah.
That's probably a bad idea anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... I know that when we... Well, I don't know if we got... I know that some dealerships, when you purchase a brand new vehicle, sometimes they offer you maintenance on stuff like that, maybe for...
Right, but this was a 17.
Yeah, so obviously not. So that had to be pretty salty anyway to drop it off, so...
That's where, yeah, actually, we're really... You know, that's a big city. That's where we're really lucky here. I guess if I was in a larger city, I would go to a dealership because I'm pretty sure it's going to be done right. I'm going to be charged more for it. But nice thing in a little city like this, I know all the mechanics are, and they want to be, they're careful about the reputation. One more good thing about Peru.
So, our teaser video, for those of you that watched that, if you didn't, go ahead and check it out. But we did a teaser video to hype up this week's show of the movie Terror Squad. Joe's never seen it, so he's going to have to sit down and watch it. It was filmed in 19, or at least released in 1988 in Kokomo, which is about 20 minutes south of here. It's my hometown where I grew up, and it is epically about as bad of an 80s movie as you can get. But it's one of those things where
it bad at the time?
So bad that you can't unwatch it, so... At the time, you think it's the greatest thing ever, because Hollywood came to my hometown and filmed an entire movie here.
But so there's a 20-minute chase.
It's like 21 minutes and the next amount of seconds.
Right.
But, you know, you say that, and I thought that too, because a friend of mine had posted this chase scene here recently, and I couldn't help myself but to watch it. And I didn't realize that the whole thing was – I could see – you know, you could see a count on there, 21 minutes long or whatever. And I thought, well, I'll just check this out. And 21 minutes later, I had watched the entire chase scene.
Oh, well, maybe I would watch it then.
I'm not sure how long the actual movie is, but 21 minutes of it is.
Was it a lot because you were seeing things that you know?
Right. I mean, you see a lot of historical landmarks that I grew up seeing when I was growing up.
That probably helps. Every time they were kind of showing the background, say, oh, I know that road or I know that building or something like that.
It's kind of neat to watch. And then the acting is horrendous in the movie.
Did the movie, I never heard of it, so was it popular, or is it just popular around here?
Because I think it's one of those, what do they call it, like a, kind of more of like a pop culture thing. It's, I'm sure it was absolutely, I don't even know if it ever made it to the theaters or not, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I mean, watching it, it looks like one of those things that would have been straight to VHS or something like that. But
I saw it, it looked like a couple of the actors I'd seen before, but I don't know if it was quick and I'm old and my eyes are blurry, so...
Right. One more article to touch on here this week. I believe we talked about this a little bit in our teaser. Woman called out of Buffalo, New York. Woman calls 911 and asks how she can kill her boyfriend. Last week we talked about calling 911 for, what was it, chicken
McDonald's.
Nuggets? Yeah, Happy Meal. So this one was a little less pleasant for the 911 dispatcher. City of Badafuco is facing criminal charges after police say she called 911 to ask how she could kill her boyfriend. 54-year-old Zelda Cotton of Delaware Street is charged with endangering the welfare of an elderly person and criminal possession of a weapon. Police responded to a home on William Street Saturday where Cotton was with her 76-year-old boyfriend. She repeatedly told officers she struck him 5 times with a VCR tape and was swinging a leaf blower battery at him. Cotton was said to be intoxicated at the time and was taken into custody. Her boyfriend was not injured.
He wasn't injured after all that?
76 years old, and he was battered with a VHS tape.
And people still have VHS tapes?
I don't know. Apparently he does. Well, he's 76. So he's probably still got a VCR. And
okay. And a leaf blower battery, apparently.
Yeah, I'm sure any of our...
But that would be... That would hurt.
Yeah. Well, definitely the leaf blower.
And so, okay, so obviously she doesn't know how to kill anybody. But she... I wonder why her first thought was to call 911 to ask them. How did that go? Excuse me, I have a question. How do I go about killing my boyfriend? It shouldn't take too much because he's 76.
Yeah, and it doesn't state how old she is in the article, I don't think, but...
Yeah, she's 54.
Did it say 54?
Yeah.
So much I pay attention to these things that I talk about.
You weren't paying attention. I just happened to see it when I looked over there.
A 54-year-old woman doesn't know how to offer a 76-year-old boyfriend, so she utilizes VHS tapes and a leaf blower battery. Interesting.
Brilliant.
Interesting motive, I guess.
Brilliant. Wonder what her motive was. Wonder what...
Apparently he angered her in some way.
I gathered that. I'm sure. I wonder why they didn't give more information.
I know. I mean, she could have called that guy down in Fort Walton Beach that to come up there with a bedpost and beat the mattress after that. If he's 76 years old, he probably didn't get out of bed that often anyway.
Probably not.
So.
We say that.
We say that.
Because we're not 76, but I bet when we're 76, we're not going to feel that way.
I feel that way now. What are you talking about?
Well, that's because you have 11 million children.
11 million.
11 million children.
So that's all the news stories for this week. Again, we apologize for the show being a day late, a dollar short as usual. So
we apologize for the show. We're sorry.
We're still working on a few other things to get some details out. We shoot the show just about a different way every week, so we're still trying to get comfortable with everything. So appreciate everybody following along, listening along, and all that good stuff. If you guys have any remote locations you'd like to see us go to, send us a message to our page or to our email at doeandfiveo.com. Or I'm sorry, at gmail.com. The webpage is doeandfiveo.com. And we will try to get in all these different locations as we can. Maybe as the weather gets nicer, we might go venture outdoors even every once in a while. So.
Or stop at the bakery. Just come back. Or Lee loves if you just go to the police station and talk to him there.
Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up this week. Got anything else you want to touch on before we head out of here today?
I got nothing.
He never has anything.
No.
He's just thinking about the sweet, sweet release of death.
Actually, I have a lot of ideas. I really do.
He does. So, all right, folks. Well, thanks for listening in and watching along this week, and we will see you soon.
See you later.